Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, a massive win for Irish film, Martin McDonagh and Colin Farrell. What does the Golden Globes victory mean for the industry here? Invasive advertising sounds painful, but Adam Maguire explains how advertisers can hunt you down and make you look. Hotels hosting refugees are deciding whether to carry on or revert back to tourism. We'll hear from the industry. We'll have a list of the best documentaries to look out for this year. Young French people just aren't drinking enough wine, and the producers want the government to sort it out. We'll find out what's going on. And are you up with the lark or more of a night owl? And does when you sleep affect your mood and personality? Our mental health experts Harry and Anne-Marie will tell us later. Our text number 51551. You can email us this morning, todaycb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. But first this morning, fresh hikes to the price of stamps have been announced by An Post. A national stamp will rise in price by 8% from the current level of €1.25 to €1.35. Now, this is the third increase in 2 years. And speaking earlier on Morning Ireland, the managing director of An Post Commercial, Garrett Bridgman, said the increase, which comes into effect next month, is a result of rising inflation, including fuel prices. Joining me on the line now is Ned O'Hara, General Secretary of the Irish Postmasters Union. And I'm also joined by Socialist Party TD for Cork North Central, Mick Barry. And thank you both for joining us on the programme this morning. Ned, first to you, from a postmaster's perspective, what's your reaction to this latest price increase?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. Yeah, our reaction, we heard it yesterday, would be that it's just another challenge for the network. Our initial reaction would be that basic economics, if the price goes up, the volume that you handle goes down. So we would be concerned about that because postmasters are not employees, as you know, we're contractors and we're paid by transactions. So we would be concerned about that. But it's just another line of challenges that the post office network has faced for the last number of years. And in fairness, the government recognised the value of the network as a national asset and its value to the national infrastructure, and last year decided to invest in the network to support it, to face these challenges. So like that's kicking in from January. So to some extent, it'll soften the blow, but it covers the ongoing challenges for the post office network will remain.
This is the €30 million investment. That's a one-off investment, though, isn't it?
€10 million a year for the next 3 years. Yeah.
And tell me, because Christmas, I know, is a good indicator, isn't it, when you keep an eye on how many Christmas cards are being posted by people. What did you see this year?
Yeah, it would have been down. That would be
down
the general view. Yeah, it would be down.
So this increase, given that it is, as I said there, the third in 2 years, I mean, it could be for many people the tipping point when it comes to deciding whether they'll use the postal service or not.
It certainly would be. And like we would urge everybody to use their local post office if they want it to remain, because it is vital. The post offices, or the people who provide the post offices, are under pressure, continuous pressure. And this year, for instance, 9 post offices would have closed. Now, that's less than would have closed in previous years. But it's happening everywhere, Claire. It's happening in Dublin in particular, where offices are closing. Mm-hmm. So we remain under pressure, and we would ask people to use us, whether they're renewing their television licence, whether they're buying a dog licence, whether they're posting a stamp. Please use the post office would be our message.
Yeah, you see, the problem is a lot of those things now can be done online, can't they?
No, we recognise that as well. And having said that, we are working hard with An Post to generate as much new business as we can. And An Post do give discounts to small SMEs for using post with an Advantage card and stuff like that. So we're working hard with An Post. We're retraining ourselves. We're trying to get more retail skilled, even though there's a debate whether we're service providers or retailers. But we're doing our best to provide more service to the public, and we would urge people to use the post office.
Ned, stay with us because, as I said, Mick Barry, Socialist Party TD, is on the line too. Mick, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Claire.
Garrett Bridgman from An Post on Morning Ireland, he also said that this new €1.35 rate for a stamp, he says this is way below the EU average, which he said is €1.69. Does that matter? What do you say to that?
I don't think it's a key issue. I think what matters to people is what they paid for a stamp last year, the year before, and the year before that. And the reality is that not only is this the third increase in less than 2 years, but the two previous increases were well above the rate of inflation. I mean, we had a 10-cent increase in May of 2021, followed by a 15-cent increase in March of 22. We'll have gone from a €1 stamp to a €1.35 stamp in a space of less than 2 years. And I think the post office in this country provides really important social service. it's a social service that has been lost to and no longer exists in other countries. We have a situation where postal workers on any given day can call to any door anywhere in the country, even if it's the most rural area, even if it's the most deprived urban area. That's a really valuable social service, and it shouldn't be lost by these year-on-year hikes in stamps, which is only going to drive people away from posting.
Yeah, the thing is, though, we have a postal service that works really well. I mean, listening to what's happening in Britain at the moment, they're talking about Christmas cards arriving now. You know, things that were posted in late November, early December. We have a postal service that gets to every nook and cranny in this country and does it very fast. Should we not be prepared to pay for that?
We should be prepared to pay for it, but we should be prepared to pay a reasonable rate for it. And 35% increase in stamps in a space of less than 2 years, that's not good enough. We have to take into account as well that OnPost are forecasting an increase in their revenues this year. I think they're forecasting an increase of 5%. They're forecasting a return of the company to profitability again. And I also think that it will be, you know, to an extent, bit of salt in the wounds of people who have to bear the brunt of this price increase, to see the senior executive in the company with remuneration of €318,000 last year. We need to look at those top salaries.
You think that he should take a cut to reflect the costs that they're facing?
Well, I certainly think that people who are faced with big increases in the price of stamps and other services on a year-on-year basis will be asking questions about the fact that you have a basic wage of €250,000 and then top-ups which bring you over €300,000 for the chief executive officer.
Now, small business mentioned there by Ned, he says that they get special deals in order to encourage them to use the postal service. But you think that this increase will affect them as well in their decision-making?
Yeah, I saw a survey there of small companies looking forward to 2023. 50% of them said that they could not absolutely rule out closing their doors this year given the cost of living pressures that are on them. Now, obviously, the numbers that will close their doors will be significantly less than that. But the idea of heaping extra costs upon them is not a good idea. I would imagine that a lot of the bigger companies would find it easier to avail of the services of, you know, the bigger courier companies, your UPCs, your DHLs, etc. The smaller companies will probably tend to use the post more. And these are increases that they can do without, given the year that's in it.
But parcel business, though, Ned, you might help us out with this. This is completely separate to the letter business, isn't it?
It's a separate business, but and the point that Mick is making there in relation to the separate business, like, we are the retail arm of OnPost to an extent, and while mail is an important part of our business, it's about 30% of our business. We also do a lot of government services like social welfare and investment bonds or NTMA services. But in relation to parcels, the main issue or the opportunity for parcels is in pick-up points for home deliveries for, for post offices.
But when it comes to
rather than posting across the counter, because most parcels are generated by huge companies like Amazon rather than across post office counters.
But when it comes to letter postage and business, there are some companies who use the postal service to deliver mail shots to their domestic customers, aren't they? And
sure.
I think Mick's point is that, you know, if the cost of that goes up, that might impact their decision-making around whether just to go digital.
Well, it's back to the fundamental point, Claire. When you increase the price of anything, volume inevitably drops. And I'm not sure how elastic the price for or the demand for postal services are, but I'm sure people have done research in relation to that. But basic economics means the price goes up, the volume certainly goes down.
But there's no doubt, Ned, that the cost of doing business for everybody, not just OnPost, that's going up. So, I mean, is the expectation that they should just absorb the increasing cost of fuel and so on?
No, Claire, and we would empathise with that. We as postmasters are individual contractors and we face the same costs. We have seen our ESB bills double. We have seen our rates go up. We have seen our rents go up. So we understand, and I said at the start of the interview that the challenges, it's just another challenge for the network. They're the challenge that faces every business person in this country. And like in relation to the effect of a postal increase on them, it's another nail in the coffin, if you like.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to that, Mick, that the post office should just absorb the increased costs linked to inflation?
Well, I think that you had the 30 million package that was referred to earlier in the discussion. And if it's necessary for there to be extra supports for the postal service, then that is something that should be looked at. The postal service should be treated like a utility. It's a key social service in this country. As I say, postal workers going to every door, something that's been lost in other societies. We should make sure that we don't lose it here.
And Mary says, I was saying how good the postal service is. I'm still receiving Christmas cards living in Dublin. The cards were posted the week of the 19th of December in Ireland. Ned, are you aware of any problem that happened around
there? I personally am not aware of any problems in relation to delivery on Christmas.
And James in Offaly, very supportive of post offices. By the time you sit down to do things online, you'd be over to the post office in half the time when you're out doing other things. Unpost is a crucial part of Ireland's infrastructure and identity. It should continue indefinitely, regardless of state cost. Mick, is that your point?
Yes, it is my point. The question is, do we run the postal service in this country as a social service for all the people? And if we decide that that's what we need to treat it like a utility and fund it. I'm not in favour of putting extra taxation on ordinary workers who are hard-pressed at the moment to cover that. I think there's huge amount of wealth in the society, huge profits being made in the society, and we need to have a discussion about wealth taxes to be able to cover the likes of that.
Ned, I'll let you go. Thank you very much for joining us. Ned O'Hara there from the Irish Postmasters Union. But Mick, I want to ask you about this other price rise. We have seen the Guinness owner Diageo confirming now that the price of its products is going to go up. That'll add 12 cent plus VAT to the price of a pint. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I read a report this morning which said that the price of a pint of Guinness will now rise to €5.20. I think these price rises are just relentless. I mean, you look to your left and you have the increase in stamps. You look to your right, you've got the increase in Diageo. The next day it will be something else and then something else again. Now, in general in this country, the way that ordinary people have pushed back against the price increases is to put pressure on the government for more reliefs. I think with a €5 billion surplus to the end of last year, those reliefs need to be increased and they need to be extended. But I also think we need to look at what's happening in the UK at the moment, where working people have said, look, you know, the prices may ebb away a bit this year, as we're being told, but they're not going to be reversed. The prices will stay high and we will be worse off. And really what we need in order to deal with this is pay increases that match the rate of inflation. And I think that's something that workers need to discuss and organise around and make an issue this year.
Well, the prices never come down as quickly as they go up. That seems to be an inexplicable fact of life. Mick Barry, thank you for joining us this morning. Mike is a postman and he says he delivered post today to a housing estate with over 50 houses. Not one of those letters was handwritten. They were nearly all from different government departments or banks. Handwritten letters and stamp buying is rapidly in decline. And Mike says that is a sign of the times. Now, next on the programme, the Banshees of Inisherin has hit a winning streak at the Golden Globes. We'll be talking about that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.